afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a 4-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a nut on my block.
Oh, you're damn right. Let's go hour number one on opening day. Kevin Dunn is here. He's already having a good opening day. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is in San Antonio getting ready for the Final Four. He and Brad did their show earlier today and had some great guests on the station. Hope you get a chance to check that out. Either if you didn't, go back. Check it out on the podcast later on, hornfm.com. Our man Brian is here to produce. The Thing is in producing the show today and tomorrow. We appreciate that. How we doing, man? Doing all right? We haven't seen
doing
you in a while.
Well. How are you guys?
Good?
Good.
Yeah?
Doing well.
Excellent.
Doing well.
Kevin, you good?
I'm great now.
I know you're good. Rocking the Cubs shirt. And as we come on air, literally like 30 seconds before we come on air, the Cubs complete the first win of the season. They beat Miami 8-4 in Miami. And if you missed it, the Cubs began this baseball season. Now, was this the first game of the year? Nobody else was playing at the time.
Well, it had to be because Ian Happ, who I took last night in my draft.
Oh God!
I just had fun. I went Cub heavy, and there were some, you know, there were some people definitely taking picks. I'm like, yeah, that's probably smarter.
Mm-hmm. But you had fun. That's such a cute way to describe that. I can imagine you and how serious you were about this baseball fantasy draft.
I had more fun because I had Bob Dunn on the phone.
Is Bob Dunn your GM?
Bob Dunn is the GM.
He's the GM of
the team.
He's your assistant GM for your fantasy team?
I think Stacy had the best draft.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Stacy from...
from KVU.
About to say from our gang. From our take.
From our gang.
Is she the one?
From our take.
Yes, yeah. From our take. And from KVU. So...
Joe had a good draft. Actually, I think most people did. It was... but it was fun. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun just because it'll... Especially with this stuff. You know how much I love baseball. It'll keep me even more... tuned in.
Yeah, I'm really glad you'll be paying attention to baseball. I mean, I was worried. I've been so concerned the last couple seasons that you just were a little flippant when it came to Major League Baseball.
I know.
So I'm really glad you got into fantasy.
By the way, I did get us signed up for college basketball fantasy next year.
Oh, did you?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not that.
I was going to say, you really are enjoying this fantasy
thing.
You
only have to set this once a week, but it was a lot of fun. And I totally get the fantasy thing. It wasn't my first time. I just hadn't done it forever. And okay. You know that. I mean, you and I have kind
of... Now, had you ever played fantasy baseball?
Yes.
You had, okay. But it's still been a long
time. 8, 9, 10 years ago.
So I'm imagining...
Well, I was playing fantasy as a kid with buddies before we had the internet. So
what do you mean? You're just writing stuff down like the old rotisserie guys?
Yeah, like in third, fourth, fifth grade.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and every sport, too.
In every sport?
I got Duncan and Camby for Sean Respert and, oh, God, who else did I hoodwink him for? As sophomores.
Sounds like y'all
needed... Because Duncan was just a shot blocker, and I pitched that and pitched that and pitched that.
Sounds like you needed a commissioner and an arbitrator in that situation.
Yeah.
That sounds like a crime in your
league.
Oh,
no, you got away with highway robbery. There were... It was the days of the Herschel Walker trades.
That's why
play muffs. It was the era.
That's why the adults have commissioners, Kevin. That's why the adults have commissioners.
Yeah, I don't like this thing
because
already I'm trying to pick people up, and I had all these guys that I want to pick up, and you have to go through waivers.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it, right?
No, it's not part of it. I want to pick someone up. I can pick them up.
Yeah, you want to do this like
Let's
you did when
like
you were...
the Mexican Baseball League.
When you were 10 years old. It is opening day for Major League Baseball. Cubs have already won. And if you're looking for the Rangers, remember, we have the Rangers for you all season long on AM 1260 and 101.9. So if you listen to us normally on 101.9 or 1260, you're going to hear the Rangers and Astros today. So check us out on either 104.9 or get get that Horn app or stream it at hornfm.com. We appreciate everybody finding us today in case it's a little more difficult. Astros have already gotten a homer from George Springer to make it 1-0. It is the bottom of the second, and the Rangers are trying to score their first run.
It's weird, too, when you're playing that because, and I noticed a lot of people in this league clearly were either Rangers or Astros fans, maybe a little bit of both, and the Astros especially, have a lot of guys in fantasy that make sense, right?
Sure, I would imagine.
Including the first person, first guy taken in the draft.
The first player taken in the entire draft
was not Mike Trout. That was the second guy.
An Astro. So it's Altuve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stolen bases is huge, average. I mean, he does everything.
Yeah, that's
I would have loved to have gotten him.
That's something I've never...
Picked 11th.
I don't follow that closely, obviously. I know in football about what positions go first. Is that typical in baseball? That a guy of that at that position kind of goes first?
I mean, as long as it's pretty random or pretty general scoring, and this is what this is.
If you got
standard scoring,
if you got a badass infielder that hits well, steals bases,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Right, it's gonna be tougher to find a second baseman like that too. Although I got Ian Happ who can play second too. Daniel Murphy on the DL. I'm happy with some of the moves, but I ended up my 11th pick overall. I think I took. The 14th pick overall, I took Bryant. I took Scherzer first.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Votto was still there. And Bob's screaming for Votto. And I know Votto's probably a better hitter, but he can only play first, and I can get third base and outfield with Bryant.
You got Bob on the phone here, or is he with you?
No, he's on speaker.
Okay, he's on speakerphone.
He's on speaker.
Gotcha, okay.
He's doing his own thing.
If you missed the Ian Happ is a different guy. The Ian Happ home run today. If you've ever seen a situation where, like, somebody walks in a room and they're so proud because they spent all day baking a cake or basting a chicken or turkey, and they set it on the table, but they do it in such a way, they put it right on an edge, and then it falls on the floor and just completely falls down. That's what happened today for Jose Urena. He's the pitcher for the Marlins, and he walked out there, and he thought, I'm going to show the home crowd my mid-90s fastball, and they're going to ooh and ah and drop their hot dogs. And he threw 95 and got up a little too much, and then Mr. Happ just turned and everything hit the floor.
He's one of those young guys, and I'm not just saying this as a Cubs fan, but there's probably a little more sauce on it because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So take that with a certain grain of salt.
Good honesty, though. I like that.
The thin, not the coarse. Ian Happ's young guy, switch hitter, played at Cincinnati. He was a big guy coming out of Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati. So, he was one of those guys you all knew about. And he's just flown up. And he's had a hell of a spring, and he sat on some of those fastballs. Jose should have been aware of that, but he wanted to show a little cheese. And they got some arms in that team that's going to be obviously rebuilding. So the Cubs should take this series, and 161 more to go. And
that's right.
I know... We should shorten that, but whatever you shorten it to, it's still going to be the type of sport that one of the things I like about opening day is it's different than like in college football, right? If you're opening with a pretty good team who could beat you.
That's true. Your opponent's going to matter in that sport.
This is really going to alter the season.
Yeah.
You know, where on this one, it's more about the celebration
that it's
of the sport.
Celebration of the fact that it's back. You get a big hunk of the year.
It usually can tie in with good weather coming around.
That's true for a lot of people. Obviously not for our part of the country so much, but
I bet it's nice in Arlington right now.
This is one of the few times in Arlington where they'll play a day game and people won't die.
Right.
People won't pass out from heat exhaustion. It is Verlander and Hamels
It's
in Arlington.
There. You know why? Because it's also a good excuse to get out of the office or maybe entertain clients or whatever and get out there and get something to eat and get some sun and watch baseball.
And everybody's in first place today. You know,
Everybody's
got a shot. Rangers fans can convince themselves that they are, going to compete with the Astros this year. They're wrong.
Double play.
They're wrong, but they can convince themselves that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Still 1-0 Astros on that one. We'll keep you updated. But yeah, opening day is here. My favorite thing about opening day is the return of chatter. Because there needs to be more chatter now that my daughter's playing softball.
They chatting?
They're definitely chatting, and they're trying to get him to chat it up a little more. But I love baseball. The weird things that you yell out at players just for no reason, and a little bit of that, little hum babe is back in our lives. You can't really do it in football. You can't really do it in basketball. For some reason, it only works in baseball. And I just love the language around baseball. This time of year brings all that back. So best of luck to your Major League Baseball team, unless we don't like them. And then in that case, we don't want them to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think Cubs have a good shot this year. Not sure, but your Rangers are in a weird spot. They just are.
Oh, yeah. No, they're headed down.
But
window closes.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be one of those, this is going to be the year where they're not in that limbo mode, and it's like, oh, we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
We got for sale signs. It's up.
I think you need to get there. I mean, I think you need to, if that's where it's headed, I think part of the skill of being a GM and working a baseball team is knowing when you're, maybe not knowing when you're there for sure, but knowing when you're on the way. Because if you know you're getting there anyway,
yeah,
get those moves going as quick as possible.
And we see it in every sport, and I know it's frustrating, and it's frustrating in basketball with so many teams tanking, and it can be frustrating in baseball. The NFL, I think the good thing, and Chad, you ask about the parity all the time, the good thing is that you can rebuild quicker. The NBA is the scariest. I think it's easier to rebuild Major League Baseball because they do obviously have a healthier and bigger feeder system and mm-hmm. different feeder systems and all, you know, just a lot of things coming into play.
Different portals to help.
Lot of different points. It's like playing Mario once you talk to the nerd and you can win that. You can get the princess in 17 minutes.
A lot of pipes pointed towards
pipes.
Your goal.
A lot of pipes. But you have to commit to that.
Yeah.
And then you get those picks and you got to be smart and you can build it pretty quickly. I mean, the Cubs and Astros lost a lot of games, and they're both loaded.
And they are both, both back and ready to roll.
Astros more, you know why? Because they got better pitching. And I'm already one game in, Chad, and I'm a little worried.
You mean the fact that the Astros still have, they're pitching Verlander today, and they have
Keuchel, Cole
and Keuchel in their pocket?
Yeah, McCullers, I mean, yes, that.
McCullers is a guy that will pitch, and he won't even be in the first weekend's games. That's scary. That is a scary, scary thought. So we'll definitely talk some baseball today. Also at 4:05, we'll talk with Jeff Howe, 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports. How about a little football to start off with?
Yeah, let's do it.
A little football talk?
Yeah.
So today was pro day at Louisville. Lamar Jackson did not run the 40 again. Apparently he is just not into running the 40 for people. He says, if you watch my film, you'll see all you need to see.
Okay.
But he did take a lot of snaps under center today trying to show NFL
folks.
Who
am I thinking of? What artist chose not to run, chose not to paint? There's probably a chef I'm thinking of who just hung it up.
Not cooking anymore.
I'm not cooking anymore. Actually, I can think of a couple. I just can't think of their names. Who was one disappeared down into Mexico?
But in this case,
I'm just not cooking anymore.
Well, no. In this case, it would be like if you have a famous
cook for us.
If you have a famous chef and he or she is known for one thing, right?
Right.
Like you talked about before, whatever their
that's what
thing
this
is
exactly.
This is just them not making that.
I'll cook for you. Will you please do the world-renowned pasta you've been doing for 20 years?
Yeah.
No. I'm doing a zucchini salad.
Because I got to show you.
I'll give it a shot.
I have to show you the other stuff. Lamar Jackson chooses not to run, but he does choose to throw. Try to show them all the different throws.
Run, Jerry.
Try to show them that he is relaxed coming out of center. And from all reports I'm reading, he did pretty well today. Also,
did you dig that Lois Lane and that Seinfeld?
Yes, as I recall. Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah.
From what I remember, Lois was nice. That was good. Yeah, that was a good episode.
That was a great episode.
The backfire and everything. So the other thing I have for you today as a small gift is I did pull up a 7-round mock draft.
Ooh.
Found a 7-round mock. I can tell everybody where this 7-round mock projects all the Longhorns to go.
Okay.
Talk about Cowboys. Talk about Texans. Where all those things intersect. I even have a little Notre Dame nugget for you of where one of your Notre Dame guys is going.
Really?
Yeah. But the interesting thing at the very beginning of this mock.
Where'd you find this pup?
Is that I just did a basic search on it. I wish I could claim something incredible. This is from.
I was digging into baseball stuff.
This is Draft Wire, and I think it's USA Today stuff.
Gotcha. Draft
Wire and USAtoday.com. But interestingly enough, this mock has the first, out of the first five picks, four quarterbacks.
Man.
So as we get closer, this is really starting to stack up.
Does anyone have, besides Kuiper, Allen going one, or is it all Darnold?
This one says Darnold. I've not seen Allen go in one except you mentioned, except for Kiper.
Okay, is Baker going to Denver?
Correct. Baker at five.
Those two seem to be really there, right? Now, Rosen going to the Jets?
Yes.
Okay.
Joshua,
makes
you're
going to
love
dude.
New York.
And New York's going to love him.
Yep. So, yeah, Darnold, Allen to the Giants.
Allen to the Giants, all right.
Rosen to the Jets.
Because that could flip either way, I would think.
Saquon to Cleveland and then Baker to Denver. That's their first five picks. And then, we were just mentioning Lamar Jackson, 11 to the Dolphins, Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I've seen the Dolphins. I've seen the Saints. I've seen Arizona. I mean, obviously, you want to be try and put him in a spread look and give him some time, mm-hmm. which I think is only fair.
Arizona,
he's going to be fine either way. I mean, he's you know down the road if it doesn't work out, he's got options that Josh doesn't have. You know what I mean?
He's got quick twitch options.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That if the quarterback thing doesn't work out for the other guys, it's like, all right, got to find something else to do.
I'm just really interested to see the system. Who's the team? What's the system? How will they, you know, try to fit things around him? Because we're now watching a version of football where we've seen it now. If you take one of these college quarterbacks and you can work, what just happened? What was that? What was that up there? Why am I looking up and seeing a Ranger on his ass?
Hopefully not a microcosm of your season. Oh, my God.
What's going on,
people,
Gallo?
You know, people that don't watch baseball, they don't. I mean, I get it. Trust me, I get it. There's tons of downtime, and it can be background music a lot, but watch this play. There's a dribbler down the first base line.
All right, he's fine.
And the Rangers pitcher
and
the first baseman collided. McCann gets around him, and they don't touch him.
Oh, good grief. He got him on the replay. Replay, he's out. Oh, we got a glove. Can we replay that one?
That's a shame. That's a shame because the baseball gods, this is where the baseball gods don't want replay. Because you don't deserve that, Hamels. And who's your first baseman? Is that Gallo?
It's Gallo. Yeah, that was Gallo.
My Lord.
I think he technically might have grazed him, but he should be safe. You're right. I'm going to say it now. I'm a Rangers fan.
They both look okay, so that's all right.
That's the most important thing.
That was funny, was it not?
That was funny. My big question.
That's something you'd usually see maybe in some of Monk's games, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's a blooper moment.
That's a blooper moment.
Little League stuff going on there. Yeah, all I need is for Cole Hamels to be fine on that play. That's all I need. McCann can and should be safe, but the replay might.
But you want Gallo to be all right. Gallo's going to put up a lot of numbers.
Now, I need both of them to be good, but if I had to pick,
yeah,
I'd rather have Cole Hamels be good there. They're shaking it off, but yeah, that's an opening day kind of moment there.
McCann's trying not to laugh too hard, but
Cole Hamels trying to.
They're going to laugh about that later. I'm sorry.
Trying to fight that off.
I had to interrupt you with that.
It's all right. No problem.
Where were you?
Where were we? That's all right.
My blouse was off. I know that.
Somewhere lost in a mock draft.
That's right. Okay.
We will find our way back. Draft coming up, obviously. We'll talk some football today.
Where'd Quentin go? Is he everlasting to my Niners?
Quentin Nelson, not in this particular mock draft. This has Quentin Nelson going 7 to the Bucks.
Mm.
It has Bradley Chubb at 6 for the Colts.
And it's then just such a surefire pick.
Nelson go. See, this is where and you talked about something, all the talent that exists in this draft. But when you freak out about a quarterback early, this is what happens. We keep talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Guys like
it's happened a lot.
There's a couple, you know,
it's not going to change our opinion, though, right?
No, the guy is still the same, but it takes a guy at the end of the first round and it pushes him into the early second round, and we go, wow, how about that value in the early second round? But for a guy like Quentin Nelson, if he gets pushed to the backside of the top 10, that starts to be extra value.
Right.
Like if he's there for your Niners, that'd be huge.
The more I do think about it, Rosen is the biggest wild card for me.
Okay.
Now,
four quarterbacks.
With the most realistic chance to be a Hall of Famer. And maybe Allen goes on to do that. Allen has the highest ceiling. I just feel like, is that really going to come together?
Yeah, that's fair.
56%, Chad. I can't get over that.
I know. I do like the idea that he's going to New York and he'll hang out behind Eli for a little while.
Oh, I think he's a guy who needs, if he hangs out, his chances of succeeding are much better.
That I like.
Much better.
That I like. Because Sam Darnold's going to be forced into action.
Probably same thing for Rosen.
Josh Rosen would be forced into action
in New
York, though.
Rosen needs to put on weight because he got injured every year that he was there. And some of that is it's a little bit of a skinny frame. And if he could put some strength on and weight on, and the question with him is he too smart? Are there too many other interests and all that?
Does he understand football too much?
Yeah. Or does he not want to understand it more enough?
Mm-hmm.
So, because he doesn't have everything figured out, but he made some throws this year that if he would have been more consistent with that, he would have been my guy, but I'm still going to stay with Darnold. But Rosen would be two for me.
Yeah, the problem with the Jets is I think they still have a McCown because contractually they have to have a McCown, but the other guys that will be ahead of him, they're not lasting long. They're going to be forced to play the kid, right? And then the question...
It does seem like contractually they are, doesn't
the
it?
The question is going to be if Baker ends up going to Denver at 5, will John Elway and that group force feed Baker Mayfield?
No.
Or will they slow play him?
No. Because didn't he already get his bridge? Didn't he get his bridge with Keenum?
Well, that's right. They got Keenum.
I mean, Case...
You're right.
Anyone screamed bridge for a couple years and a guy hopefully that can teach, because I don't think Keenan.
You're right.
I doubt he's too into himself. Maybe he is, but I mean, he really had to come up the hard way. Even watching him on Hard Knocks, he and his wife, I mean, it seems like he's got it together.
Yeah.
Right. And he'd be the type of guy that you want to bring in and teach, where he's not going to be a negative influence. Even though sometimes a negative influence, look, Favre was awful to Rodgers. Rodgers still learned a lot from him. You can still learn a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, just pay attention.
Even if the guy's an a-hole and you don't go out and get beers.
Stand off at a distance.
But if you can get the guy who doesn't bite you over, then it'll speed that process up and also make it more enjoyable, which is nice.
So yeah, that's a really good point. So picks 1 and 3, if they're quarterbacks, will have to probably be thrown into action. But whoever the Giants take, whoever the Broncos take at 2 and 5 respectively, does get to kind of hang out a little bit.
How nerdy is that right there? This is what you do love about baseball.
Most swings on the first pitch.
I was hearing some stuff today, and after watching football and basketball so much, there's a lot of extensive stats, but you forget, ooh.
Oh, yeah, baseball's got him.
Like, Tim Kirchen is going to be a color guy this year for major ESPN games. And listening, it makes total sense. I don't know if it would as a third guy in a basketball or football.
No, for this game, though, perfect. Perfect.
he was perfect.
All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three, some of the big stories of the day, including Texas baseball getting back at it for an Easter weekend series. Also, a Craig Way report coming. We're going to talk with Jeff Howe at 4:05, get his thoughts on Pro Day yesterday and Longhorn spring practice to this point. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Beautiful day out there. High of 74 today. Looks like those rain chances are going away. We'll get you the official weather report coming right up on the Horn. Chad and Kevin with you on a Thursday. You recognize that voice, Kevin?
Give me a little more B.
Sometimes he doesn't always want to sing.
Yeah, I do. I'm so bad at this. It really is funny how minds work. This is so in front of my face. I know people are driving around like, you moron. And, like, I know who this is. Who is it?
You'll know when I say it.
Who is it?
Jane's Addiction?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes. Yes.
Perry Farrell is 59 years old today.
That voice is...
Yeah. Very distinctive.
Very.
He is also...
What's the one I'm thinking of?
Mom said...
What's Been Caught Stealing?
Yes.
Yeah.
How does that go?
I've been caught stealing once when I was 5.
That one?
That one. I'm thinking of another one, too, though. But that one is definitely...
Jane says.
That one is up my Rube alley. What?
Jane Says?
Jane Says is what I'm thinking of.
Jane Says. I love...
It's like 3 or 4 of their ones that everyone knows.
Right. Mountain Song is probably my favorite Jane's Addiction
song. How does
that
go?
Coming down the mountain.
I love that song.
Okay. I'll have to hear it later.
That's good stuff.
So he's 59?
He is 59.
And you like him?
And, I love Perry Farrell. He is so bizarre. They were such a weird band back in the day, but in a great way. Perry Farrell is the only human being that has performed at every Coachella festival so far. That's what I read today. And, of course, he helped start Lollapalooza.
When did Coachella start?
Not that,
15, 20 years ago?
I think that's probably about a fair number. I don't know the exact number of years, but it's about that.
And that's a drug fest in Cali? Music fest?
Yes. I was going to say, make sure to put the music in there.
Music, well, yeah, both.
And Lollapalooza was essentially started as a tour so that Jane's Addiction could do a final tour. And then it all just kind of morphed from that. All right, so hope you're having a great Thursday.
You hear this?
It's also, remember, the bass player from P-Funk?
That's right, it is. P-Funk's got a birthday. Ray Davis, one of the founding members, along with George Clinton, of P-Funk, 78 years old today.
I like this. I was a big fan of this. Still am, but...
That is funky. Even if you don't like P-Funk, you like P-Funk.
Mm-hmm.
They're such a foundational band for so many things. You know, you could love something that comes from them. That's
very much so.
Right.
And when I heard them, I almost felt like I'd heard them before, but I really hadn't. And I got into them in college, and I was just like, I listened to two of his CDs just over and over and over and
it's
over.
Well, it's been sampled so much that you had heard it before.
Of course,
that too.
Because, I mean, especially the era I'm living in, I'm talking about 98, 99.
Right.
So how
exactly.
much hip-hop
right.
at that point was Biggie and everyone else. Not Biggie, but more Puffy. Sean.
This is the smokiest concert I have ever been to.
Oh, I bet.
I bet, yeah.
I bet you it was.
That's saying something.
Yeah, happy birthday to those folks. Thanks to Brian for producing for us today and tomorrow. Trey and Brad are in San Antonio for the Final Four. I was driving today doing some different things.
It's here.
I heard a couple of...
Not here, but...
Yeah, right down the road.
At the neighbor's place.
I heard a couple of interviews today. Right off the bat, they interviewed Clark Kellogg. Great interview. Later on, as I'm getting out of the car here at the station, they're interviewing Jim Calhoun.
Nice.
Great interview there, talking coaches versus cancer and some other things. And Calhoun had some interesting comments on the state of basketball and where it's going and one and done and stuff like that. So definitely check out the podcast, hornfm.com. They got some good interviews today. And listening to Brad broadcast from the Final Four.
See, y'all excited?
Was very cool.
That's nice.
Like, you could feel it. I'm not saying Trey wasn't excited.
Yeah, but it's different for Brad.
But we all know Brad Kellner is the biggest college basketball fan in this station, and for him to be able to do that was cool. I'm sure there was a voice. He said as he walked up, he looked over and saw Jim Calhoun talking to Frank Martin just on a street corner,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's just geeking out.
That's great.
The whole day.
Good, good. He's going to enjoy it.
They'll be there.
That was the best thing about the only Final Four I've been to
mm-hmm.
was standing in line. It's kind of weird. The guy standing behind me was Dave Bliss. And I was talking with him.
And at the time...
Came off as a nice guy. He was at New Mexico at the time.
At the time, that felt like a big deal.
It did, yeah.
Because right? it was before Dave Bliss went to another place.
Right.
to another area.
Actually, kind of even a cooler story.
In a way.
For weirdos like us.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, in a way.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because it's very... Now, it's even more memorable.
Yeah, if I say Gene Katie, you go, okay, that's cool.
right.
But I also met Coach K there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very cool.
He was very nice.
What kind of handshake does Coach K have? You shake his hand?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Like my gut would be
98.
If you played at Army,
it wasn't all time either weak or crushed me.
I'm just thinking
in my like top five that I would remember.
He's not a big man, so I'm assuming it wouldn't be a crusher. But if you played at Army for Bob Knight, I'm just guessing you have a good firm handshake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was putting together there. I'm guessing Knight would also crush
I was
crush
more
your
into head. Asking him about Southside Chicago basketball.
Yeah.
Because that was my in there.
I see.
Bob Dunn.
Hey, I see. You went Bob Dunn on him.
Yep, went
That's
Bob Dunn
very
on him.
Cool. All right, speaking of college hoops, why don't we start there with the Big Three here in the 3 o'clock
the
hour.
Big Three.
So definitely check out Trey and Brad tomorrow, middays with Trey and BK again from the Final Four in San Antonio. Those games come up on Saturday. They also might run down an interview or two for us throughout the day today and tomorrow if it all works out. So definitely pay attention for that. We got an AP Coach of the Year in college basketball today, and his name is Tony Bennett. The season was great for Virginia. It didn't end well because they made reverse history. They became the first one to ever lose to a 16. But they also set records at Virginia that hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah.
They hadn't been a number one team in the country since a guy named Ralph Sampson played there. So Tony Bennett deserves every bit of a regular season coach of the year. And he's got that program rolling right now.
Yeah, and I would still argue for them that
That's the second biggest upset in Virginia basketball history. So at least you're not on that list, number one.
You're going Silver Swords as number one?
Chaminade, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, which is because that Virginia team was so much better. I mean, just the fact that they dealt with Ralph Sampson is enough.
By definition,
but,
I mean, it's fair.
But yeah, he's done a great job in this current climate of handling it. We've talked about that. You know, you can complain about it, but you also got to get it done. College baseball coaches have the same thing. If they truly have to work with 11.7 and some private schools working with 29, it sucks, but you're still asked to win at Texas, right?
You are, yeah. I thought about you the other day on that scholarship thing when I'm reading the recap of Texas State and their trip to Coastal Carolina. And you've talked about Coastal as one of those teams that gets the benefit. Is that right?
Not necessarily, no.
It's not Coastal.
They may ought to look at them, but that's not the Vanderbilts of the world have really.
Oh, it's Dallas really, Baptist. I'm
Dallas
about.
Baptist. Dallas Baptist is really taking advantage it of it.
Okay, never mind. Then my thought is completely irrelevant.
Okay,
so
stay off Coastal Carolina.
I'm sorry.
Chad.
I'll leave them alone. I'll leave them alone.
Who knows? They probably have 20.
Major League Baseball opening day today. The Cubs start with a homer. Ian Happ hits a homer. Somebody texted in that Stanton's first at bat as a Yankee, he hit a bomb.
Did he?
I didn't see it yet, but he supposedly that happened today.
I wanted to get him too.
I bet you did. In fantasy, Kevin's back playing fantasy baseball this year.
Yeah, picking 11th. I know it's a snake draft, but that's a big snake.
Okay, help us other folks out that don't know. What's a snake draft?
So I picked 11th and 14th. So Trey picked 12th, and he picked 13th for round number two. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
You don't understand?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, so you pick first, right?
Yeah.
That sucks if you pick 11th, right? What if every round went like that? It's unfair because unlike real sports drafts, no one deserves first or 11th in this thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Cause, yeah, because there is no previous regular season to actually give a ranking on who's going to pick.
Okay.
Okay?
So what's the snake part?
The snake part is that once it gets to 12, then it snakes around.
Oh.
So 12 is going to pick first.
Oh,
so
I see.
Trey is going to pick 12th and 13th.
So you pick and then it flips and goes, okay.
That was too hard for you.
I like that.
You're too bright for that to take too long. Maybe I don't think I'm too bright to have explained it that way. Too,
how am I supposed to know these things?
I don't know.
The word snake could mean a lot of things.
There were just 100 things I didn't know last night. That was one of them I did know off the bat. I'm like, I had so many other things explained to me. I was like, I figured you'd know that one.
Fair enough. Tonight on TV, if you want to see it, it's
all the things you kill out in the yard, too.
It's Giants at the Dodgers with Kershaw on the Hill. That starts at 6 o'clock on ESPN, and then they finish off their big whatever it is, quadruple, quintuple, doubleheader, whatever they've had, 5-6 games today. Cleveland at Seattle finishes it tonight, 9 o'clock. That's Kluber and King Felix.
Chad,
I think that's it.
I think Chad heard snake draft and he thought, yeah, I've got a bunch of snakes in a pit that I've collected, and I pick them out once a week and see whose life's going to end.
I thought it could be a negative connotation, like someone in the draft is the snake and they do this.
I never thought about that.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I learned something today.
Yeah, you did.
That's good. You could call it an S draft. You could call it a switch draft. You could call it a lot of things. I just didn't know why it had to be a snake. Snake to me is negative connotation, so I was waiting for
Here's the other thing.
Where's the poison?
That's what Wags called it. But I've heard that before. I've heard snake draft before.
Yeah, there you go. I learned something today, too. Hope all of you out there that don't know drafts learn something as well. Texas baseball tonight at K-State, 6:30 start. Blair Henley, the new Friday night starter for Texas. Things have switched around. Henley's getting the ball first on the series now.
He should be.
Nolan Kingham is slotted into that second game. So Kingham's going tomorrow. Also a 6:30 start. Saturday, they're leaving the question mark open like they did in the last series or two, just in case they need Sugart early on.
Yeah, just I don't like how it feels. I'm scared both my baseball teams and their pitching. But Henley deserves to be the in this case Thursday night guy or Friday night guy. But he's coming off a bad start. And also, I think about there's been, even when he's had really good stuff, there's been maybe an inning or two he can get in trouble. But I've been impressed with the way he's looked for the most part.
Yeah, this is a big night for him after that last performance because he really got smacked around again by Oklahoma State. And the team righted itself. Let's see if Blair can now right himself in his next start.
And I hope they're practicing sliding because that's a weird field.
Is this one of those all-turf situations?
It is, and I know Texas is too, but all of them are different. And on this one, third base, it's like a slip and slide. you know, all slip and slides were different. And sometimes you'd go to a place and just a certain, you know, certain slip and slide was a little better.
So this one, you're going to go fly by third base if you're not paying attention?
Flying by. Flying by.
You got to have the hand behind you.
You
ready
have to practice it. I saw Dave Van Horn for a regional practice it with guys for about 40 minutes.
Hand behind you, drag a foot, something?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got it. You got to have something to where, you know, when you're going by, and it's better if it's your hand, if you can just grab the bat as you're going.
Yeah, turn back around, yeah. Texas and K-State will start tonight. Coming up, we got a little afternoon blitz for you. We'll see what that sounds like. If you want to jump on in, 447-3776. Have a ball, because Trey's not here to police you on the afternoon blitz. Just jump on in. We'll take those calls coming right up.
Manhattan weather right now, 43 degrees.
Oof.
So they'll have no problem playing in that. It'll be cloudy. It's going to be Midwest conditions.
Chilly. All right. Also coming up into Crap Bag today, I will tell you about my Fletch experience today. Yep, that experience. But right now, it is a Craig Way Sports Report. Craig Way!
Let's see. The Texas Relays continue at the Mike A. Meyer Stadium today. Spring football practices continue for Texas and Texas State on their respective campuses. And both baseball and softball teams are preparing for three-game weekend series with the Texas State teams at home and the Texas teams on the road. And this is a holiday weekend, right? In softball, Texas plays game one of a three-game series at Iowa State today. Texas State begins a Sun Belt Conference series tomorrow at home against Georgia State. In baseball, Texas State is also at home this weekend. The Bobcats host Sun Belt West Division leader Little Rock in San Marcos beginning tonight at 6. And here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Texas baseball team plays its first conference road game tonight against Kansas State. Longhorns head coach David Pierce is pleased with his team's 5-1 Big 12 start, but says the road is where things become more challenging.
Weather's going to be a mess. It's supposed to be cool. So there's going to be some conditions. And we talked about getting better on the road. We talked about the elements. And so we're going to deal with some of those. But our kids are prepared right now, and they're excited about it. They're definitely excited about the challenge. So we got a quick turnaround. We go Thursday, Friday, Saturday before Easter.
You can hear Texas at Kansas State this evening on the Horn 104.9 beginning at 6:15. The first pitch from here in Manhattan at 6:30. And we'll have a recap of the action tomorrow morning. On our next report, I'm Craig Way.
The Blitz.
All right, let's see if we can get an afternoon blitz going. The number is 447-3776. If you are not online right now, jump online. 447-3776. Here we go. Trey's not here, so have fun. First blitzer, you're up.
All right, guys. Given with where y'all were at this morning, and y'all have already saved one life, I have a question for you and all of your texters. I've been on testosterone for 3 weeks now, and my boys are hurting. Is that normal?
I cannot answer that question. Testosterone for a while, and the boys are hurting. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it would be good, but I don't know.
Get it checked. Wasn't that the point of this morning?
Maybe, yeah. Double check that. Maybe go back to where you're getting the testosterone and ask on that one. Call them.
Yeah.
And double check it.
Look, I can't get on any of y'all because I'm in the club, and I'm one of those people that you guys have to push me to go get checked. And I've gotten a lot better the last couple of years, but you got to stay on it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, how about blitzer number two? You're up.
Yeah, I want to call out your co-host, the Big Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
He's been telling me to wiggle my worm nice and slow, and it's not working. All I got was a big old pop upside the head. My woman telling me to hurry up. It's going fast enough.
Interesting.
That's good.
Interesting.
Why are they so much better with Trey gone? They feel more relaxed, loose.
Maybe. I'd tell you to go to a different tank, but I don't think that's going to help you.
I think he's getting it mixed up.
Gotcha. All right, blitzer number three. No blitzer? All right, well, close the door then. We're good. All right.
And that's the story of Mike Matheny.
Get your cuts in.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad on the two. All right, there is
still pathetic compared to the morning.
There's the afternoon blitz.
The volume of it, right?
Stop giving the morning blitz so much credit.
I'm not giving him credit. I said the volume.
Oh,
I'm not talking content.
Okay. I got you.
Almost said the word art.
yeah, careful.
Whatever.
Careful on art. So, you'll enjoy this text since it speaks right to your baseball draft we were talking about earlier, fantasy stuff. This says, look at the stats. Most champions come from the teams drafting near the wraparound in snake drafts. Mm. In your case, pick 1, 2, 11, 12 have the highest odds of winning the league per 538 stats during fantasy football drafts.
Wow, okay. I was told that from some fantasy people. They go, hey, you know, it's not that bad of a thing. And it's, you know, it's great when it's snaking around for you. But when it snakes away, it just looks miles away. And guys start disappearing.
Yeah, it's probably fair.
But it's fun, man. It's obviously all for fun.
Learned something new today. All right, NFL draft comment here. Darnold and Rosen both fed off terrible defenses in the Pac-12. They will both be busts in the NFL, according to one of our texters.
I could see definitely one out of the two, and two out of the two could happen. I'd be worried about that, and I've always been worried about that, but we've seen that before. I mean, we've seen really good, you know, Troy Aikman was feeding off some really bad defenses. We've seen some good quarterbacks come out of the Pac-12 that were feeding off of it, and we've seen quarterbacks on the other side. Couldn't you say the same thing about Baker Mayfield?
It's true. He wasn't exactly playing the best defenses in the world. That is absolutely fair. It's also fair to say the chances of
Josh Allen, competition alone,
playing in a conference when you're playing it at Wyoming. Also, if this mock draft I'm looking at today is correct, and Darnold ends up as a Brown, and Rosen ends up as a Jet, the chances of them both being busts go way up,
mm-hmm.
right? Because those franchises are bad,
right?
So that's going to be huge as
and
well.
And they're probably going to be forced to play quicker
and forced to jump in. Yeah, we appreciate those texts as always. This says, is Lamar gonna pout like Geno when no one drafts him in the first round? This mock that I'm looking at today has Lamar Jackson going 11 to the Dolphins, so that's a long way from slipping out of the round.
It just really surprises me. I as long as if you have the insurance that one, you know, he's going to be a good wide receiver if it doesn't work out, then and he's going to do it, then maybe that's another thing, because there's value in that. Just like we've talked about, I heard Rod talking about it, and we've talked about it too. I mean, Connor Williams may slip, but the fact that they think that he can go play guard, or even if he has to play guard and maybe could fill in at tackle, and we've heard people say he could move to center, and at the end of the day, that's going to be a good thing for him. It may hurt him a little on draft day because he's not the prototypical left tackle,
right.
But it's a good thing, and same thing in this case.
Coming up a little later, we'll tell you where all the Longhorns are projected to go in this 7-round mock draft that I grabbed. Not a whole lot of crap bag stuff today, I'll be honest. There wasn't a ton of stuff out there, but I did want to give another shout-out to Total Men's Primary Care. Went out there this morning, and, man, it was such an easy process. And the whole thing, I mean, I literally was waiting about 5 minutes before I got in. The whole process takes about an hour. I mean, it's right at about an hour, the entire process. And so, you know, I go in and ask a couple questions, this and that.
That's easy.
Blood, urine, the whole thing. And then he did ask about the prostate exam. And I said, well, I'll give him the family history. My dad fought and beat prostate cancer.
Yep.
So I've started taking some a supplement way ahead of time, earlier than I probably would have because of that. And there's certain things you can eat that they think are good for the prostate and all that. And I've had a prostate exam already, like in my 30s, because of my dad. So then I told him, I said, yeah, last time I was in here, they did the blood and looked at it and didn't think there was a reason for it. He said, well, when's the last one you had? And I said, I don't know. It could have been back like 2010, 2012, somewhere in there. And he goes, well, why don't we go ahead and do one? I said, all right, cool. So we went ahead and went through that process. And I know that's one of the things that guys just freak out about. Like, that idea of having a prostate exam really freaks guys out. But
yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah, but it's not. There's nothing excruciating about it.
Okay.
Painful is not the word I would use.
I think Fletch. I really do. Fletch and that whole thing is, you know.
That's what's changed everybody. That's what got everybody.
Moon River.
Sure. You could just envision that the whole time.
I wonder how many times they get that.
Yeah. You just envision that the whole time.
No. Docket and using the whole fist.
Quick and easy. And I was talking to one of the doctors.
And worth it because of, obviously, what they're checking for.
Yeah. I talked to one of the doctors there today, and he said that early detection of prostate cancer, they can get success rates of up to like 97-98% if you catch it early enough.
Wow.
So there are lots of success stories. My dad's one of them.
Yeah.
A success story in that world. And so now.
That's great that it's that high.
Right, that you can actually get that number up up that high. And he was able to check it real quick and told me, yeah, everything's cool, feels normal, all that. And then he went over, this is another weird conversation you have in these situations, but he went over with me something I'm sure you've dealt with before in your situation. But he was talking about, hey, I'm going to talk to you about the testicles and what to look for and when to look for it, and here's how often you should be checking and all this. And him,
I could have given you that talk. He could have taken some time off.
Exactly. And him having that discussion with me while he's literally touching them, that's a little odd. Little bit odd.
Yeah, because you and I have talked about it.
But it's medical.
And I've touched them, but never at the same time. No.
Never simultaneously. Yeah.
But it's medical. Right. I guess I've gotten over that because I've had so many experiences. It's also why I'm so pissed off and freaked out with the Larry Nassar stuff. Because that's one thing that really...
Oh, I know. Yeah, no.
A doctor.
Right. Somebody that's taking advantage of that situation.
Come on, man. So the money terrible. Wasn't enough.
But Total Men's does a great job. Total Men's Primary Care. Check them out. TotalMens.com. I do the spots all the time for a reason, because I'm a patient of theirs, and they do a great job, and they do make it real easy for guys.
Cool.
I mean, it's set up so well.
They know who they're dealing with.
They do. The waiting room is incredible. Comfy chairs, although you're not sitting in them that long. You're in and out. Everything is so quick. And
we got reading material.
They're so friendly. There's reading material if you need it. And then the other cool thing I love, you walk out, there's free food and drink. On the way out, there's granola bars, there's chips, there's cookies, there's juice.
Well, I'm going to stop by just to hang.
There's water, there's Gatorade. They had lemon lime Gatorade. You know I had to grab one of those.
Probably my favorite. It's the all-timer. If I had to take one, if we could only have one forever, it'd be lemon lime.
It's definitely my favorite. I
mix it up, though.
Not adverse to the orange and the red and some of the weird blues. And
I like some of the grape.
Ice fierce grape.
Fierce, and, yeah.
Right. I do all that.
Ice fierce grape.
If I go somewhere to start with, I go with lemon lime. So get it checked, guys. Get rid of all those crazy thoughts you have. Go get it done. You know you need to do it to get yourself taken care of. Shout out to Total Men's for all that they do. All right, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Jeff Howe, 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports. He was there for Pro Day yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on that. Also talk about spring practice to this point as we are closing in on April, which means we're closing in on the spring game. Longhorn football talk coming up on the Horn.